Behold, this was the iniquity of thy sister Sodom. Pride, fullness of bread, and abundance of idleness was in her and in her daughters. Neither did she strengthen the hand of the poor and needy. And they were haughty and committed abomination before me. Therefore I took them away as I saw good. That's the word of the Lord out of Ezekiel chapter 16. We've been talking the last 2 days about going through a valley time in our life, a dry time, feeling that God is far off, a time of despondency and coldness spiritually. We looked at some of the things that cause such a time. Sorrow of heart, disappointment, like in the story of Joshua that we read there where they lost the battle at Ai. Fear of man or woman, as Elijah went through a dry time when Jezebel was threatening his life. Sickness, as in things that Job faced. Problems and persecutions, like what David faced and he writes about in Psalms and various other places. I also mentioned church problems, family problems, and financial problems. These all can lead us into a dry time spiritually, or a time where we're just feeling that God is far away, a time of despondency, or a valley in our life. We saw how Jesus came to give us beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, and the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Well, today I want to look at another thing that can cause spiritual dryness, this valley, a despondency. I looked up the word despondency this morning in the dictionary, and I looked at a couple dictionaries. One dictionary said unhappy and not hopeful. And then another dictionary said, cast down, dejected, or disheartened. So that's what this word despondency means. It's just cast down or disheartened. And we can get that way towards God. We can get that way towards spiritual things. And we can just be in a valley in our lives. And the thing that I want to talk about today is actually just about the opposite of the things that I mentioned already, like sorrow of heart or fear of man, sickness, persecution, different problems in our lives. It's actually very, very much opposite of those things, but it can cause us. And it's very clear that it does cause people a coldness in their hearts towards God. It causes us to be dry spiritually. It makes us despondent spiritually. And it can and does bring us into a spiritual valley. It's not a new problem, but an old one that God warned his people of over and over again in many different ways. So what is it that I'm going to talk about today? What's the opposite of sickness? What's the opposite of persecution? What's the opposite of problems? Well, the opposite of sickness is no sickness. The opposite of persecution is no persecution. What's the opposite of problems? No problems. So let's read here in Deuteronomy chapter 6. It says, in verse 10, and it shall be, when the Lord thy God shall have brought thee into the land which he sware unto thy fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give thee great and goodly cities, which thou buildest not, and houses full of all good things which thou fillest not, and wells digged which thou diggest not, vineyards and olive trees which thou plantest not, when thou shalt have eaten and be full, then beware lest thou forget the Lord which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. Okay, so the thing that God warned his people there in Deuteronomy and in various other places is that when things are going well in your life, when things are prosperous, when you have your vineyards and you have your olive groves and you have your houses and you have this and you have that, that we need to beware lest we forget the Lord. Now, most of the time, it's not like people just forget all about God completely and just go their way and never have another thought about God. That's not the way it usually works. What happens is we still have our religious things that we do. We still pray, but our prayers are just dry and cold. We still go through our religious services and do those kind of things. But it's just an outward thing. And that's what happened here in Deuteronomy, I believe, is that, you know, they still had their religious things that they did, but they forgot about God. And at least that was the warning there that God was giving them. And that's what's happened throughout history. And that's one of the ways that leads us as human beings away from the Lord, is just prosperity, just having things go well. And it's something that we really need to guard ourselves with, especially here in America. We have it very good in America here. Now, you know, there's problems that come our way in America. This land has had a tornado season that has been different than most, more devastating, and lots of people have died and lots of people have been affected by different storms and things like that. There's been floods and there's been all kinds of problems. And I believe God is allowing these things to come to pass to wake people up. But do you and I need that to wake us up? Can't we see that it's oftentimes prosperity that just brings a despondency or just a coldness, a lukewarmness in our lives? And so when things are going well, there's no money problems, the crops are going well, growing well, the weather's good, we're not facing tornadoes in our own personal lives, and our houses aren't burning down, and we're not having problems that way, no family problems or sickness, you know, our health is good, and we're just going through a religious routine. It seems like a real good place to be in. It seems like a real blessing to have these things all happen and that everything's going well in our life, but what happens is it oftentimes leads us to a coldness in our hearts. And there may not be outward sins like drunkenness or adultery or lying or hatred or some of those things, but just a coldness in our hearts that will sometimes and oftentimes can lead us to outward sins. And it has led many people away from the Lord. Just this prosperity, just this good times in our lives, no persecution, no, you know, things are going well. In some of these countries where there is religious persecution and the Christians really have to stand up for Christ, or, you know, they're going to be killed or persecuted or whatever, and it draws them closer to God. So that was the sin of Sodom and Gomorrah. That's where it started, I believe, is that kind of thing. We read it in the beginning there, and I'll just go over it a little bit here, but it says, "This was the iniquity of thy sister Sodom, pride, fullness of bread." Well, there's plenty of bread. "Abundance of idleness was in her and in her daughters. She didn't strengthen the hand of the poor and the needy. And she was haughty and committed abomination before me. Therefore, I took her out of the way as I saw good." And that's what God said that he would do to the children of Israel. If they would have their houses and their vineyards and all these things, and they would forget about him. He said here in Deuteronomy chapter 6, he says, "For the Lord thy God is a jealous God among you, lest the anger of the Lord thy God be kindled against thee and destroy thee from off the face of the earth." And that was, he even related it to serving other gods, is by just serving ourselves, living for ourselves, or forgetting about God and serving other gods. So that's my encouragement, I guess, this morning to us, is to we don't have to wait to have a time of troubles and problems in our lives. Let's seek after God, pursue after the Lord, and we're going to talk about some of those things here in the next few days, pursuing after God. So let's not wait till a tornado rips through our houses to bring us to a place of wanting to just really pursue after the Lord. And so stay with me here in the next few days, and we'll be talking about some of these things. God bless you. Thank you for listening.